This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Some witnesses called to testify in the impeachment inquiry into U.S. President Donald Trump this week are defying Democratic lawmakers' request to appear in closed-door hearings. Meanwhile, the whistleblower who spurred the probe is willing to answer written questions from House Republicans, but President Trump is declining the offer. AP Sagar Magani reports.
The whistleblower's lawyer says the CIA official will answer questions directly from GOP members under oath without having to go through House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff, with the only off-limits topic being the person's identity.
The whistleblower should be revealed.
The offer came during a weekend of growing attacks on the whistleblower from the president and his allies, who were demanding to know the person's identity. This morning, the president tweets the whistleblower's account of a call with Ukraine's leader is wrong, and the person must be brought forward to testify. He writes, written answers not acceptable. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Iran says it's doubling the number of advanced centrifuges it operates. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Iran calls the centrifuge decision a direct result of President Donald Trump's withdrawal from the agreement. By starting up these advanced centrifuges, Iran further cuts into the 1 year that experts estimate Tehran would need to have enough material for building a nuclear weapon, if it chooses to pursue one. Iran now says it has a prototype centrifuge that works 50 times faster than those allowed under the 2015 deal. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Reviving decades-old cries of death to America, Iran on Monday marked the 40th anniversary of the 1979 student takeover of the U.S. Embassy in Tehran and the 444-day hostage crisis that followed. Demonstrators gathered in front of the former U.S. Embassy in downtown Tehran. U.S. stocks are up in afternoon trading. This is VOA News. Iraqi officials say at least five people were killed when Iraqi security forces used live ammunition against protesters in Baghdad. Security forces fired at demonstrators who came within 500 meters of the prime minister's office. At least 250 people have been killed since anti-government protests began on October 1st. Protesters blocked roads in Beirut and other parts of Lebanon on Monday. Reuters' Francesca Linal reports.
New roadblocks set up by protesters caused traffic chaos in Lebanon on Monday as the country entered its third week of protests against the political elite, sparked by a government proposal to tax WhatsApp calls. Demonstrations had quietened down and banks were reopened last week following the resignation of Saad al-Hariri as prime minister. But plans to reopen schools were called off as protests kicked off again over the weekend. People flooded the streets from Beirut to Tripoli on Sunday, calling for a new cabinet independent of the political elite, which protesters accuse of corruption and steering Lebanon into economic crisis.
That is Reuters' Francesca Linal reporting. Hong Kong police say a 48-year-old knife-wielding man who slashed two people and bit off part of the ear of a local politician during weekend protests has been arrested, along with two men who attacked him in return. Five people were injured in the attack, including two who are in critical condition. Vietnamese media say police have arrested eight people in relation to the discovery of 39 dead Vietnamese in a truck near London last month. British police last week charged two men with manslaughter over the deaths of the group, whose bodies were found inside a container truck on October 23rd. U.S. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien denounced China's ongoing military buildup in the South China Sea at a meeting of Southeast Asian leaders in Thailand Monday.
It's an important issue. It's important to America. It's important to the world that we have freedom of navigation across the world's oceans. And no one country should be able to take a big chunk of the ocean, especially the Pacific Ocean, and declare it off limits.
Meanwhile, 15 Asian countries agreed on terms for what could be the world's biggest trade pact. The trade deal is backed by China and also brings in the 10 members of ASEAN, Japan, South Korea, Australia, and New Zealand. A supply ship docked with the International Space Station on Monday.
And the snares have closed and Cygnus capture has been confirmed as it was flying over Madagascar at 3:10 a.m. Central Time, 4:10 a.m. Eastern Time this morning.
The Cygnus capsule is carrying with it sports car parts, an oven for baking cookies, and a vest to protect against radiation. For more news, please visit us at voanews.com or go to the VOA mobile app. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.